The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, and we are back on The Blitz. Our number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. There you are. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Fun first hour. A lot of people asking what Trey's Twitter is. And I know he has Twitter. But
he's Juggalo Trey 23, I believe.
Is that what it is? Okay.
So, I don't know why the 23.
I thought he was not a Juggalo.
He's not.
I thought his Twitter was not a Juggalo.
No, it says not a Juggalo on his Twitter.
Ah. So, Juggalo Trey 23, meaning after he does this, he hopes he lives to 23?
I think so.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So, there's that. I don't feel like doing any more sports.
And we haven't done a lot of sports today, anyway.
But, okay, this is sort of a sports story. You have a friend that does like those 100-mile ultra marathons, right? Well, there is a time cutoff for some of these where you have to do it in, I think, 60 hours is the cutoff to do 100 miles. And this poor guy in the Barkley Marathon, it has 5 20-mile loops. One of the toughest ultra marathons in the world. Just 14 men had previously finished the 100-mile race in under the 60-hour cutoff. And Gary Robbins from North Vancouver, British Columbia, reached the finish line 6 seconds over the 60-hour cutoff time. And here's why. He was unable to locate the finish and headed in the opposite direction before he realized his mistake.
Oh, no.
6 seconds, man. That's brutal.
I mean, he still finished.
Yeah, well, and that in itself is incredible, but to come within 6 seconds. I'm just getting into drinking porter brews. Can you guys give me a couple good go-to porters?
Like my go-to base porter when I first got into craft beer was Black Butte Porter from Deschutes.
That's a good one.
It's solid and it's available pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, a lot of bars have it. All right, John, do we have the Masters music?
Oh, is it time?
It's time for a Masters update.
We didn't play our game this year.
No, we didn't.
It was dumb.
In first place, through 16 holes, 6 under today.
On the lead, you mean?
On the lead.
Dustin Johnson?
No, he didn't play.
Oh, man.
Not Paulina Gretzky.
She didn't play either.
Charlie Hoffman.
Yes!
Your brother.
One of yours.
Yeah. One of my people.
In second place at 3 under par, he's finished for the day. After a round of 69, William McGirt.
Okay.
I've never heard of most of these guys.
Dirt McGirt.
At -1, tied for third, Russell Henley.
Made up name.
And Kevin Chappell. Dave's brother. Also at 1 under, Andy Sullivan and Matthew Fitzpatrick. And now we get to the guys I've actually heard of. Also 1 under, Phil Mickelson. Justin Rose, Jason Duffner, Sergio Garcia, and Shane Lowry. This has been your Masters Update.
Thank you.
The Masters, a tradition like no other.
Hello, friends.
I'm Jim Nats. All right, let's squeeze in some calls here. Anthony, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, this is for AJ. You know, I know I guess it's probably out too. But about the PT test, man, I think it'd be a fun little idea to have a little competition where people do PT tests, man.
You think it would
top, like the I think it'd be fun to take the top five, you know,
to
maybe number one, get a prize.
More people do it?
Just anytime y'all are out, have a little competition with some of the fans of the show.
The problem is, like, if we do that and we set it up and a fan, like, has a heart attack, that's on us.
Yeah. So, we can make them sign a waiver.
Yeah.
If they can't sue
probably
us
what
if
we
they
need
die.
To do with Juggalo Trey, too.
Yeah, we probably do. So you mentioned 512 Pecan Porter. That's one of my favorites.
That's a good one, too.
That's also available. You can get that at a lot of bars downtown. Somebody wants to know if you watched the Dave Chappelle shows on Netflix yet.
I did. I watched both of them.
How are they?
They're both very good.
Yeah, I haven't seen them yet.
Very good.
832, longtime Blitzer. Can I please have a birthday shout out? Love the show. I think that's Phil.
Phil?
Yeah. Happy birthday. Let's try Cody. What's up, Cody?
Hey, I watched a documentary on that Barkley Marathon, a little insight on it. So the guy that created it actually ran it, and he tears pages out of a book. And you he gives you a book at the beginning, and you have to tear pages out of the book as you complete these laps. Nobody follows you around. And like it says, it alternates the direction. So the guy actually probably got lost when he got to a certain station. So you finish a lap, you have to go the next lap in the opposite direction of the first lap. So it's actually pretty freaking hard. And
Well, I mean, anytime you run 100 miles, it's hard. I mean, I don't think there's any easy 100-mile runs.
Yeah, well, this one apparently is really difficult, just according to the story. I think unless you're racing down a mountain 100 miles, even that'd be hard because of the strain. Jason, not asking for more, but did you guys happen to talk Stros in the first hour? I want to hit the podcast if you did. Yeah, we did that right at the top of the show. So you can go back and get caught up pretty quickly there. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Dan, squeeze him in real quick. What's up, Dan?
Yes, sir. You guys there?
We're here. Sports to you.
Yeah, sports. Hey, I was curious if you guys saw that clip of Dustin Johnson, that interview that he had. I don't know. I watched it a couple times, and from the look of it, it looked like his eyes were all glazed over. And I didn't know if you guys thought he was messed up, if you guys did see it or something.
I didn't see
it.
It
was early in the morning, so I wouldn't put it past him because I know he had an issue in the past and everything. But I'll hang up and listen. I want to know if you guys saw it.
No, I didn't see it. I don't know. Did you see it, Fred?
No, I didn't see it. I'm not really paying much attention to the Masters this year. Okay, guys. Think you missed spring? Not at Texas Mattress Makers. Springs matter at the factory. They come in all sizes to accommodate all types of sleepers, like in the Amsterdam line of beds with their pocketed coils to improve airflow. This is the last month to get the Amsterdam exclusively at Texas Mattress Makers. All size sets are on sale, but to get the king size, the price has dropped to $499. And the Barcelona is the most popular bed sold at Texas Mattress Makers. Top of the line with unmatched quality. The queen size is now $15.99. And the great thing about Texas Mattress Makers is you're going to get a quality mattress. The first thing they're going to ask you is how you want to sleep. And they're going to put you on the best mattress. They make them right there, so they're going to sell it. They're selling it directly to you, so there's no middleman. That's why you're saving money, at least 50% off of what you pay in retail prices, sometimes more. So you're going to get a great sleep. You're going to save a bunch of money. And you're going to get to do business with great people. In fact, Texas Mattress Makers, the number one mattress store on Yelp. So it's not just me. Thousands agree that Texas Mattress Makers delivers on quality and price. Texas Mattress Makers is at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back on The Blitz. Black Spotted Zebra wants RJ to give us odds on the time it will take Juggalo Trey to finish 2 miles. I'll set the over-under at 28 minutes.
Okay. 28 minutes. I'll go. I don't. The problem with Trey is I don't know what kind of effort we'll get from Trey.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if Trey works his hardest, he can beat 28 minutes.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if he will.
Let's get Peter on. What's up, Peter? Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Hello, sports.
Yes, sir.
Go. You're on the air.
So I just wanted to know what the guys thought the ceiling was for what the Seahawks are, or what the Raiders are willing to give up as far as taking Marshawn Lynch and at 30 years old, if anybody really thinks he has anything left in the tank.
I mean, I don't know that he's got nothing left in the tank. He was still running well when he left, and he's had a year to rest up.
Yeah.
I'd say I don't know why he'd have any less in his tank than Adrian Peterson does.
Pretty good offensive line there, too.
Yep.
So I think that'll be a good pickup for him. Did you see the botched Jeopardy over the NBA? Here's your question. Or the answer. The animal on this NBA team's primary logo peaked about 75 million years ago.
Toronto Raptors?
That's what you would think, right? John, do you have the audio of that?
We are dealing with sports mascots. And ladies, here is the clue for you. The animal on this NBA team's primary logo peaked about 75 million years ago. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Let's go to Amy. 15 minutes ago, Amy, I wondered if you would even be alive in Final Jeopardy, and you're here with 17,000, but unfortunately, you didn't come up with the right response. So it'll cost you how much? Everything, dropping you down to zero. Booyahs.
What did she guess?
She put Timberwolves and misspelled Timberwolves.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a fail.
That's a poor performance.
17,000. Marshawn Lynch signs with the Raiders. What round would you draft him in a fantasy draft? Way too early to even think about fantasy.
Yeah,
right,
I have
now.
No idea.
Sorry. It's a story that I guess the Wichita State is going to join the AAC in basketball.
I did not.
Yeah, I.
That's good for the conference.
It is. It adds a quality program. It's probably a better conference than what they're in, certainly. But it just says, members of the American Athletic Conference are preparing for Wichita State to join the league for the 2017-18 season, per a source.
Hmm.
So I figured, as a fan of college basketball, you would appreciate that.
I think that's exciting if you're a UH fan.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, you want that conference to be better.
I mean, UH needs to be better, though.
Yeah. But, I mean,
you gotta start
raises
with that.
The profile of the, of
yeah, it gives
the
you another,
conference.
Yeah, it gives you another couple high-profile games.
I'd argue that's the best team in the conference. Although SMU is good this year, but I would have taken Wichita to beat SMU had they played heads up. So, yeah, that's exciting news, I would say.
832 says, at this pace, I'm pretty sure the Astros are the hands-down favorite to win the World Series of April.
I would say so.
We're three games in.
Yeah.
So they could easily win April. Good luck with that. Were you shocked to find out Barry Manilow was gay?
Oddly enough.
there's a few people out there. There's a few people who you could just say, oh, he came out as gay, and you'd be like,
yeah, yeah. Okay.
But he thought he would disappoint fans if they knew he was gay. Okay, Barry. Congratulations. Totally not surprised by that. Have you been following this Bill O'Reilly story?
Oh, yes.
Apparently he's lost like 18 advertisers now.
Yeah.
That happened fast.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm more surprised that he's kept some.
Yeah.
But he has.
Yeah. But as many as 18 sponsors have bailed on his program. Well, and the National Organization of Women has called for his firing. Shocker.
They won't fire him. He makes them a lot of money.
Yeah, making them a lot less all of a sudden.
That's true.
He's lost 18 sponsors.
That's true.
But I that's what winds up getting guys fired. Who was the guy who made fun of the – I'm just blanking on his name – who made fun of the Rutgers basketball?
Don Imus?
Don Imus,
yeah.
They didn't fire him because of that. They fired him because all the sponsors bailed.
Yeah. But he's back on the air.
Yeah. What are the odds that Metallica will ever do a Super Bowl halftime?
I would say low. If they were going to do it, they would have done the California one. Like, it was perfect.
Yeah, I think they'll do one like 15 years from now when they're over the hill.
That sucks.
That's probably what'll happen, theoretically. Because that's kind of that's what happens, right? They get these guys way after they were popular. So this is the World Series of April because they don't play the Rangers until May. Good point. That's gonna be the challenge moving forward. They have to be better against the Rangers. And if they are this year, I think they'll win the division. If they're not, I think the Rangers are going to win the division.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. The Rangers and the Mariners, they're two, you know, the two teams that have a shot to beat them, both start out 0-3.
Yeah. But that can
And the
turn.
Rangers in heartbreaking fashion.
Yeah. There is a poll out there that I'm not sure I believe. But I'm going to tell you what it came up with. And poll says Mets now more popular than Yankees in New York City.
I don't buy that.
I don't either. Although I think the Yankees are bigger nationally, certainly. But this is just
too.
In New York City.
But I mean, I think the Mets are a better team.
It says, according to this poll, the Mets are now New York City's favorite team by a slim 45% to 43% margin. As the Yankees have averaged an average, it's a big shift because the Yankees historically have averaged an advantage of 55-31, according to 538.com.
Hmm.
So I guess recent success?
I guess so, but I mean, it's not like the Yankees have been super bad lately.
Yankees still lead the way upstate with 53% support, and while only 14% were Mets fans, and in the suburbs, Yankees 49-44.
Okay.
But in the city itself, 45-43. It's 538, who I usually trust on these things.
Yeah.
So
I find that hard to believe.
Lauren says she's much more surprised that Barry Manilow hadn't already come out. Just like I was surprised that Don Rickles was still alive until today.
Sometimes you learn something new
yeah,
every day.
It happens.
Barry Manilow's dead. Don Rickles was alive. Or Barry Manilow's gay. Don Rickles was alive. It's all shocking.
Taco Wasted asked, what do you guys think of Josh Dobbs for the Texans? Not round one or two, of course. I think we've talked about that as a low round.
A flyer, yeah. Sure.
I think
but Josh Dobbs isn't a guy that they can look at to be starting for them next year. And at this point,
right?
Ideally, if they and I don't think there is anyone, but I'm guessing if they looked for someone, they would be looking for someone who could at least challenge for the job next year.
713-780.
They think they're going to catch lightning in a bottle, like the Cowboys did, because they think the rest of their team is so close. They're gonna scout and pick the right guy. And everyone's going to think they're geniuses because that guy's going to come out guns ablaze. And I don't see that guy in this draft.
I don't either, but I didn't really see it last year. So I thought Dak would be a long-term project. Turns out he was ready to play. He was in a good situation, but it's so hard to find that guy, especially you look third, fourth round. It's pretty rare.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson, him. Then, yeah, I'll stick with what I've been saying. They ought to draft a quarterback in the second round every single year until they get a guy.
Yeah.
Roberto says, Mets, fake news.
I kind of feel that way, too.
I do, too. I don't buy it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Standing on the edge of time, I walked away when love was mine.
Gone. This is ESPN 97.5.
BuyerWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And we'd be happy to take some phone calls. Somebody says, was that Manilow's story broken by Captain Obvious? That's possible.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah. Well, which happens first? Texans get a veteran WB or Hopkins deal? I don't know.
WB.
Yeah, I think he meant quarterback.
Oh.
I guess. Yeah, I would say.
What's the point of giving Hopkins an extension if you don't have a quarterback, honestly?
Yeah.
I mean, you saw how good he was last year with a crappy quarterback. What's the point?
Yeah, he did not have a good season. Let's squeeze in a call. Corey, you're on the Blitz, Ghoster.
How's it going, gentlemen? Sports.
Sports to you.
Got a quick Rockets question for you guys. Just sitting here thinking on my ride home, kind of looking at our record over the regular season versus Golden State and San Antonio. What's got to change for us to be a conference finals contender here? I know Ariza, he's getting a lot of steals. He's playing some good defense, and so is Beverly, but you know, what's going to be the key here for us to kind of get past those two powerhouses?
The Rockets need a secondary star, and maybe even more than that. I mean,
yeah, I think there are
teams. If a team takes away James Harden, what happens? There's not enough. There's just not enough guys to pull the weight. If James Harden, you know, trips and rolls an ankle, what happens? The game's over. The Warriors have been without Kevin Durant, who's arguably the second, third best player in the league. They've been without him for the last couple months. They're still rolling. They're still pretty good.
Yeah, I think for one series, I think if they play their absolute best, they'd have a chance against the Spurs, which makes them a conference title contender. But I don't see any way they can get by the Warriors unless they've – even if they added a second star, I don't know that would get them there.
I mean, the Warriors are a special case, and the Cavs are always going to be a special case as long as they've got LeBron James. So, you know, and I still think those are the two teams to beat. Although the Spurs, man, at some point I thought maybe the Spurs would fade a little bit this season, but they just haven't. The Spurs are really, really good. But, again, the Spurs have three star players. The Rockets have one. The Warriors have four. The Rockets have one. Cavs have three. The Rockets have one. I mean, there's a trend here. I mean, it's you don't win titles anymore with one star player. You just don't. Go back and find the last time that it happened.
I think we've done this exercise. It might have been Hakeem Olajuwon.
It is
the first year when Otis Thorpe might have been.
Now the Pistons championship was a little bit different because they didn't really have one superstar. They had a bunch of guys who were, I would say, B level stars. Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton, Tayshaun Prince. They had a ton of those guys.
Really good players.
Yeah, but they didn't have like a superstar. But that's still going back a long ways. The league has changed to the point where you've got to have multiple star players.
Richard asked, do you think Romo is getting more media attention because he's that good of a quarterback? I think he's getting a lot of attention because people here were interested to see if he was going to come here. And when you're the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, you're going to get media attention. Especially when you've been there that long. And I do think he was a good quarterback. Would adding a star even work with Harden? We saw the Dwight Howard catastrophe.
Well, look, take a look at what Dwight Howard is now. I mean, it could just be that Dwight Howard's no longer a good player. But I don't know. That's the other thing. And like I've said this for a long time, there's not going to be a bunch of like stars lined up to play next to James Harden. He's not the type of guy that... It's like, oh, yeah, I'd love to play with him. He'd make me look great out there. No, not really.
409 says, Hopkins had a bad year. Did y'all watch the Texans play? Granted, he did not do as well as the previous year, but he was still top 10 in WR. No, he was not good last year. And, yes, we did watch him play every game at least twice. And he didn't fight for balls the way he did before. He wasn't getting separation. And he did not look anything like he did the year before.
What was he a top 10 in?
Yeah, I have no idea.
He had four touchdown catches last year. He didn't break 1,000 yards. What's this weird top 10 that you're going off of?
Yeah. No, he had a bad season. There's no way around
good.
It. And
did you watch the Texans last year? I think is the better question.
Apparently not. But thanks for having your agent text in, D-Hop.
Yeah, that's very strange. I don't know by any metric. I don't even think if you'd ask DeAndre if he had a good season, he'd say yes.
And yeah, obviously there was nobody to throw him the ball, but he also. Almost every 50-50 ball went the other way with him last year. And that was a strength the year before. Casey brings up Dirk's Mavs. That's a good one. I think we looked them up, and there was a pretty good second player on there that was better than anything the Rockets have now. But profootballfocus.com fantasy football WR rankings.
Oh, fantasy football rankings.
Yeah.
And even that, I doubt that he's top 10.
No. I preseason, he might have been.
Oh, definitely preseason he was.
So, since his top 10 and balls dropped.
Yeah, so. there's top 10. Come on. Yeah, that team had Jason Kidd, Peja Stojakovic, Tyson Chandler, Vince Carter in 2011, Sean Marion. That's a pretty good roster. I don't know. I mean, I guess Jason Kidd was probably not quite a star anymore.
Still pretty good, though.
Yeah. He's still a Hall of Famer. There's no other Hall of Famers on this team.
Yeah. And there weren't any Hall of Famers on Aqib's team back then.
No.
So.
This team might have, that Mavericks team may have had 3 Hall of Famers on it. Between, if you count Vince Carter and Jason Kidd. And obviously Dirk is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And Peja Stojakovic is a guy who they'll talk about. He probably won't be a Hall of Famer.
I don't know if Tracy McGrady's making
it. That's true.
Yeah. So. I disagree with AJ on the Harden comment. This year's different. I think players want to play with him now. He averages almost the most assists in the league. That means something any year before this year. I would agree with you, AJ.
Okay. You don't think that has anything to do with the offense he's playing in now?
I think that's part of it, but if I can get open and you're going to get me the ball, I'm good with that.
Okay.
D-Trent says, got to disagree with Harden not making players better. Capella's game has been elevated because of him.
I mean, have you ever seen Capella not play with James Harden? No?
I haven't, no.
I don't know. I don't know how many games he's played without him. But, all right. Then maybe Clint Capella will be that second star. Good luck.
Robert Horry has to make the Hall of Fame. He's got like 10 rings.
Won't make the Hall of Fame.
That's one of the worst arguments I've ever heard. Let's put Chuck Nevitt in because he's got 5.
Not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I don't remember who was beating the drum for that, but there was somebody a couple years ago that was trying to get him in the Hall of Fame, and it's like, no, not going to happen. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Anyone playing better this year is because of D'Antoni. I think the guys they have fit his system really well. I just don't think they have the horses to compete and beat both of those teams, both the Spurs and the Warriors. And I might be wrong. I'd like to be wrong, but it's just – The more I watch this team, there's going to be one game in every series they play where they're not hitting threes and they have no chance. At least one game. And you can't do that against teams like the Spurs and the Warriors.
No.
Can't give away a game like that. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I have a pretty good gym of the day coming up next segment. If you're excited about that, everybody loves the Gym of the Day song.
People do love that.
That was one of the things we got in the first hour. How much they enjoy the Gym of the Day. So we'll go to Kansas City for that one. That's your radio tease.
Excellent.
All right.
And I was wrong. Vince Carter wasn't on that team.
I'm getting a lot of that.
Thanks, Gabe.
Hey guys, somebody asked me today, what's that school that you guys talk about where you donate vehicles. Well, it's Houston Can Academy. And it's a really cool place. They take in kids that have dropped out of other schools, and they give them a second chance. And a lot of these are really good kids that just had either issues with transportation or had to get a job to support their family. Well, Houston Can Academy takes them in, works around them. And so many of these kids go on to graduate. And that's why they – but they need your donations so they can help keep this program going. And the Blitzers have been great. But if you've got a vehicle you're not using anymore, car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, a big lawnmower, anything, and you're just not using it, well, donate it. Because they're going to tow your vehicle absolutely free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. That's simple. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it. And if you donate today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call, man. You can help. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Black. There was a snitch on the block getting the kids knocked. So hold your stash to the book price drop. I know this cow kid who says she got a book snipe.
This is the Blitz, on ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com.
Thank you.
That's simple. All right, I got something to give away here.
Yes!
How about this? MLB The Show for PS4.
Yes!
Baseball is back in season with MLB The Show 17. Win a copy of the new MLB The Show 17 PS4 video game. It now has an all-new retro mode. You'll kick old school with Ken Griffey Jr. as commentator. The MLB The Show pros will love the updated Diamond Dynasty, or if you are short on time, play a quick three-inning game. Road to the Show is bigger and better in MLB The Show 17. Get out on the diamond now. MLB The Show 17 for PS4, rated E for everyone, caller 20. Do they only do that on PS4?
I think they do.
Yeah, there's one game that I always wanted, and it's only on PS4.
I told you to get a PS4. Yeah, with your Xboxing.
Yeah, I might just get both.
All right, you're a rich now.
Well, I wouldn't say rich. I'm okay. I do all right.
Your wife is rich, though.
She does all right.
Yeah.
She's a good earner.
You're doing all right, and you guys are together. You're rich.
Well, what are the odds we stay together? That's always
that's true. You need to squirrel some away.
Pretty much haven't seen her in 3 weeks, so. Yeah, for all I know, she could get home and say, sorry, dude.
She could be pregnant by some random Chicagoan.
Absolutely. All right, let's do the Zadeye Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadeye Jeweler Gem of the Day.
This story gives me faith in humanity, or at least in the future of journalism. Days after student reporters at Pittsburgh High School in Kansas dug into the background of their newly hired principal and found questionable credentials, she resigned from her $93,000 a year job. She was going to be head of our school, and we wanted to be assured that she was qualified and had the proper credentials. We stumbled on some things that most might not consider legitimate credentials.
Okay.
Basically, the student journalist published a story Friday questioning the legitimacy of a private college where she got her master's and doctorate degrees, something called Corlins University. The school wasn't included among the agency's list of schools closed since 1986, so she earned her bachelor's degree from Tulsa, but apparently she lied on her resume.
Oh, well, a really good resume does you no good if you're lying.
The principal said the current status of Corlins University is not relevant because when I received my MA in 1994 and my PhD in 2010, there was no issue. But apparently they can't find this place.
Trump University.
So the kids wrote about it in the school newspaper and got her fired.
Oh, boy. Thanks, kids.
I think that's good. I really do. So. Yeah. To they're out exposing stuff.
Yeah, that's so true.
Props to you, kids.
All right, I'll give them credit for that.
All right, the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, let's squeeze in a call. Johnny. Johnny.
How's it going, guys?
Sportsy.
Sportsy, good deal. Hey, I'm not trying to convince y'all that I'm right about Robert Horry, but I want to make a couple of quick points with his longevity and the impact he had on all the teams that he played on. I think that he's actually worth consideration. He wasn't just like a backup, rode the pine every single game. He actually contributed. But I want to hear your take on somebody like when compared to Gale Sayers, who didn't play that long, who was very impactful. Robert Horry's got the longevity, plus some pretty good credentials. So just want to hear y'all kind of compare the two.
Yeah, like when guys like Gale Sayers get in, I'm always a little bit meh about it. And honestly, and I know it's not a popular opinion in this town or in the last market I worked in, like I don't know that Earl Campbell was really a Hall of Famer. You know, I don't know that he did it long enough to be considered a Hall of Famer. The reality is, though, as good as Robert Horry was and as valuable a piece as he was, he had like maybe six seasons in his career where he was a full-time starter. The rest of the time he was a bench player. And over his entire career, he averaged 7 points per game.
Yeah, that's not a Hall of Famer.
There's zero metrics that guy can be a Hall of Famer.
He was never more than the third or fourth best player on any team he was on. At best.
If you're going to be a Hall of Famer, you should have at some point been an MVP candidate or an MVP winner.
Win a scoring title.
Yeah, multiple-time All-Star. Like, he's none of those things.
His best season, he averaged 12 points a game.
The best season he ever played.
The best season he ever played, 12 points a game.
That's not good.
So, no, that you can't make any case. None whatsoever.
No.
Sorry.
And those teams that won rings, they probably would have won rings without him.
Yeah. I mean, he did make some big shots in the playoffs, but I do think, I do believe most of those teams would have won without him. Maybe not the first Rockets team because he was kind of important. They didn't have much depth. But, yeah, there was just no argument to be made there. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 281 wants to know, does Eddie George get in? 10K yards rushing, 74 TDs, never missed a game in 9 years.
Who's this?
Eddie George.
No.
No.
Eddie George is a good player.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah. It's not the Hall of Very Good. Lance says, kids can get teachers fired, but we can't fire these guys in the White House, even with evidence. Hey, we voted them in.
Yep.
So we get what we paid for there.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even want to get into that today.
No.
I don't feel like getting into that today.
Josh says, y'all have a tough job. Has to suck when listeners start giving you crap and you're just doing your job. Hashtag respect.
I mean, that's part of the job.
Yeah, we accept that.
Sometimes we're wrong and need to be called out for it.
And people will correct us. I'm always fine with that. You're not going to do a 3-hour show and get every single thing right.
Yeah.
Is this true? Is Barry Manilow's real name Barry Allen Pincus?
I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah.
That's Barry Laminack's real name.
Is it?
Yeah, little Pincus? Known fact. Pincus. Mm. He thought Laminack sounded cooler.
Manu will be getting in, and he didn't start all his career. Don't try to compare Robert Horry to Manu Ginobili.
They're the same. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just stop, guys. That's not even a... It's not even a viable topic. It really isn't. And I know that somebody out there is trying to push for that, but realistically?
The problem is, a lot of those years that Robert Horry wasn't a starter, he wasn't even the sixth man.
No. And for the longevity that you keep talking about, I mean, he averaged 5 points a game for most of his career.
Yeah.
That's just silly. And I think there's too many people in the Hall of Fame as it is. You start putting guys like that in, you shouldn't even have one.
And by the way, I don't know that Manu Ginobili is a lock to get in the Hall of Fame either.
I don't either.
I think he is.
Do you?
International impact.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But, I mean, is Argentina really a big market for...
No, but the way he plays, I think it influenced a lot of Euroball.
Yeah.
When he was over there in Europe playing.
And that's the thing. It's so difficult to tell, like, what's important to the NBA. Honestly, any Hall of Fame, I don't know what the hell they're looking for anymore. Yeah. They've all proven to be unreliable. They should just let me decide who's going to be a Hall of Famer going forward. They should send me a list every year, give me some options. I'll just put a check or an X next to all of them. Okay, this guy's a Hall of Famer. This guy's not. Hall of Famer, not. It'd be really easy. It'd be really easy. But no one wants that from me. No. I would have had Jeff Bagwell in a while back.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd also have Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds in there right now. There wouldn't even be a discussion. But they didn't ask me.
Unfortunately, Craig Biggio would be out on mine. You guys would be mad at me about that. But Bagwell would have been in faster. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Window World of Houston. Not only are they providing premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in America. That's right, USA, USA. And they carry the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World's become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. First step to reducing your energy bills? Call Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. No hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You got nothing to lose. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Question is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow. You ain't swift moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind embedded like an embryo or a lesson, all of them expression. And if you start fessing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore your record.